This is Ozarks at Large. Thursday night, four acclaimed songwriters will sit down and play their music and discuss how their songs were created. The latest edition of Songs in the Ville, hosted by Fayetteville's own Efron White, is Thursday night at the York Ballroom on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. This month's edition will feature three Nashville-area songwriters, multiple Grammy winner Carl Jackson, Grammy nominee Lori Cordell, and award-winning songwriter Jerry Salley. Combined, the three out-of-towners have had songs recorded by Glenn Campbell, Trisha Yearwood, Reba McEntire, Garth Brooks, George Strait, Dolly Parton, Dwight Yoakam, and scores of others. Yesterday, we invited Efron White to our studio and reached Jerry Salley on the phone in Nashville to talk a little bit about what we can expect Thursday night at the York Ballroom and a little bit about the job of songwriting.
It's just like a day at work for me. I mean, every day I'm either writing or in the studio demoing songs or out pitching songs, you know, one of the three. And I kind of subscribe to the Bob McDill way of songwriting. Bob McDill was one of the great songwriters here in Nashville and was a huge hit songwriter in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. But I remember reading when I was growing up in Ohio about Bob McDill and his songwriting, how he approached it. And he said, I treat it just like a job. I show up every morning at 9 o'clock. I leave every day at 5. Some days I don't write anything, but if I've written one great line that day, I've had a good day. And so that's kind of stuck with me ever since I read that interview. And I treat my job. Now, the inspiration doesn't always come. You know, some days are, you know, the old saying, some days are diamonds, some days are stone, you know. But I subscribe to that. If I come up with one great line a day, I've had a good day.
Do you think, here I go asking the questions.
That's fine.
Now.
That's fine.
But that's what I kind of do at our shows. You know, I try to ask questions of all my guest writers to see how they approach their songwriting and everything. But I was going to ask if you find it really helps you to be ready when the right moment comes by going and doing that every single day.
Absolutely. I think so. I mean, one of the hardest parts to me of being a songwriter is I can't turn this off. You know, my dad worked at a paper mill growing up, and when he came home at 5:30, 6 o'clock, that paper mill was behind him. You know, he never thought about it again until he had to get up and go the next day. Songwriting is something you can never turn it off. I mean, I can be driving down the road, see a billboard, I got to write that down, you know, if it's got a hook or it's got inspiration or something. I hear a conversation. I'm constantly listening to other people talk, trying to pick up tidbits of information or something I might be able to write about. It's just kind of, that's the only thing. Sometimes you think you're going crazy because you can't turn it off. That's the bad part. But you're right, Efren. If you discipline yourself, is what I call it, you know, discipline yourself to write every day and to, you know,
I could use a little more of that discipline myself.
Well, but I do think, you know, I do a lot of co-writing too, and one of my co-writers told me one time, he said, well, if I'm not smart enough to think of it, he said, if you're having one of those days where you're not thinking of much, but your co-writer's, you know, coming up with a lot of the good ideas, he said, if you're not smart enough to come up with it that day, you better be smart enough to recognize it when your co-writer says the right line.
Well, let me ask about when you have a singer-songwriter in the round situation. There will be four of you Thursday night.
Yeah, right.
It'll also be Carl Jackson and Lori Cordell. Mm-hmm. When the four of you are there and you're kind of swapping stories and you're playing for each other, can you pick something up then? Can you be inspired during that situation?
Oh, absolutely. Don't you think, Efren? I believe
Oh, yeah.
So.
Sure can.
It always inspires me to hear great singers and songwriters do their stuff anyway. But absolutely.
Efren, listeners who might not be familiar with the Songs in the Ville situation, how's that set up? When they walk in to the UARC there on Dixon Street, what will they see? Where will they be? How will that work?
Well, they will, when they first walk in, they're going to see some chairs set up in the center of the room with a single lamp lighting this little circular area, and myself and our guest artist are gonna sit in that circle facing each other, and I've got the tables in that room pulled up real nice, close and tight around that circle, so they'll feel, the audience sits there and they'll feel like they're right there with us in a living room or something.
Right, that's exactly right.
And it's just a great way to experience real songwriting, you know, because you hone in on the songs themselves, and we discuss the songs as we go and everything, so that the audience feels like a real part.
Do you, as songwriters, I open this up to both of you, when you might hear a colleague, a friend, a fellow songwriter with a great turn of phrase, do you ever have a little bit, I don't know, a twang of insecurity that says, oh man, I'm never going to get one that good? And not jealousy, but just, wow, where did he or she get that?
What I normally do is say, damn, I wish I would thought of that.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
I don't get jealous. I'm just getting mad at myself for not thinking of it.
Can songwriting be something you try too hard to do?
Oh, yeah.
I think so, too.
I try too hard. I've been trying too hard lately.
Really?
Well, I think you can stress yourself out, don't you, Evan?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's, I think that might be one of the biggest things that comes into what they call writer's block.
I agree.
Trying too hard.
Jerry, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to you Thursday night.
Well, thank you so much. And just to let everybody know, too, you know, Carl is a two-time Grammy Award winner, and Larry Cordell wrote Highway 40 Blues and Mama Don't Forget to Pray for Me. They're just both incredible talents. So Carl is a world-class banjo and guitar player, and of course Efren is so talented, and Fayetteville's very fortunate to have him there supporting local songwriters, and we appreciate him having us. We sure do. We're looking forward to it.
Jerry, thank you very much. Efren, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
The next Songs in the Ville is Thursday night at the York Ballroom on Dixon Street in Fayetteville, beginning at 7:30. We talked with Efren White of Fayetteville. He's the host of the Songs in the Ville series. We also talked with Jerry Salley, one of the three Nashville-area songwriters who will join Efren Thursday night, along with Carl Jackson and Larry Cordell. Before we let Jerry Salley go, we asked him about one of his songs, titled Like John in the Jordan, a song he recorded with the Oak Ridge Boys on his CD, New Songs, Old Friends.
I wrote that song. I co-wrote that with a fellow by the name of Rusty Golden. And Rusty's one of my best friends in life. Lives up in Hendersonville near me. And Rusty's daddy is William Lee Golden of the Oak Ridge Boys, the long-haired Oak Ridge Boy. And when we got together, I actually heard, I go to church there in Hendersonville, and the preacher was talking one day, and he actually used the phrase, just like John in the Jordan, you know. And, boy, I thought that's a great title. So I took the title over to Rusty's house, and he said, man, he said, I don't know if this would make a good story or not, but he said, my mother, this is true, his mother was scared. She didn't know how to swim. She never did learn how to swim and was petrified of water. I mean, she was scared of drowning. And when she went to get baptized, it was just, it took every ounce of faith she had to go under, because she was just had a phobia about it. And so that's really where that came from. Now, the first line of the song is Brother Poole was standing with his hands up in the air. Brother Charles Poole was actually one of my preachers in Nashville when I first moved to Nashville and joined the United Methodist Church here. So some of the character names are real people, and the story in the second verse about Mama getting baptized is a true story.
My mother's hand, she was next in line.
She never learned to swim and was afraid,
but she faced her fear of water,
took a breath and closed her eyes.
They went under for the Lord to show her faith.
Just like John in the Jordan.
Jerry Salley will be one of four songwriters at Thursday night's Song in the Ville at the York Ballroom in Fayetteville.